Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Welcome. 5-6-5-3-1-9-4-8-3 is the number to the show where you can call in and listen to the show. And if you're on the show, just press the pen on your keypad, and that we know that you like to be on the air and talk. Okay, we'll talk. So again, thank you for in 516-5948 is the number to the show. Before we get started, I don't know if it turned into anything, but you know, the sheriff's office, they were gonna, you know, take charges or whatever. Under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So now they want the like the black box from the plane, right? So they want the black box from the car to see if we can figure out what happened. Okay. Why he wrecked like that. So I mean, hey, come on, man. If it was me, and you had a wreck, right? And no one was involved. You didn't, end up in a private property. I guess, tore up some tax property, but, you didn't wreck into anybody, hurt it yourself, and accident. This happened every day. This happened, right? Somewhere. So, we gotta let it go, right? Let it go. It brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty for all of your tax or accounting needs of the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty at 770-330 accounting, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals CPA on duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0 4-4. And please don't forget to mention that the welcome. And along with that, I'm the host of the show, right? And also the rookie here. What do you mean you're the Rick of the Year? I'm the Rick of the Year. I'm the Rick of the Year within my real estate office, within my real estate office. And it was a total surprise to me, but that's what it was. I had that sales volume in my first year, within the company. Okay. So, and this my first year, right? First year as an agent. Their first year is February. Something like February, yeah. Their fiscal year ends in February or January. It's like, December, right? So I had highest sales volume, in my so they told me Rick of the Year. I had no idea. I had no idea that, hang on for a second. Give me one second. back in the game. Sorry about that. Maybe more people experiencing a little connection problem or whatever. But I think we're good to go now. Just let me. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, Rick of the Year. Rick of the Year. Yeah, I'm the Rick. I never got an award before. But, you know, well, I have gotten an award, not like this, but I was Rick of the Year office as a real estate agent my first year, okay? I'm just asked to come with me. If you're buying your home, or if you know someone who's not selling a home, you know, bring them into me and money together. Because, you know, we get referrals, check money, and we can make some money together. Just send them. They get beat, then I you a referral check, okay? And I can say that as an agent, I can say that. So I can pay for it. I could take you to dinner, whatever. I don't want to take you to dinner, but I refer. Well, by Frank Williams at kwrealty.com. Frank Williams at kwrealty.com. So, go there and look around. You might be able to find your house, you know, or a lot of neat stuff there. You can email me and let me know what your plans are, or if you know someone, you want to make this, do that. Okay? We're happy together. All right. 516-519-4883 is the number to the show. You guys listening online, you can call in and listen, or you can call in and press the number one on your pad and to the show. And I believe you can get on, you know, you can let me know you want on the show through the website. Okay. So if you're listening online, you can tab there. You can click to be on the show. All right. Now, today's show is what things are generational crap. You know, I didn't say, you know, I didn't put crap in this title, but, you know, same as crap, but it starts with an S. Okay. What things are generational stuff? You know, I was talking about that. Some people, you know, generational stuff is, you know, recreation stuff. You know, growing up back in the 70s, I guess, you know, we had recreation centers all over the city. That's where kids would go and play and play sports and do cheerleading. This kind of stuff. You could go swim, these recreation centers, and it was public. You just paid your little 35 cents. I think it was 35 cents to swim back then. Swim all day, 35 cents. Get out. You got $1.50 at least in your pocket. You get 2 hot dogs, a pack of potato chips, and for $1.50. So it was like, you know, Mom used to give me like 3. Swimming, and I could swim all day and eat afterwards. That was the recreation stuff we did. You don't have that today. We played at we played at the called a rec center. It might be a few rec centers left downtown, but not many. Man, and we were playing in the rec center. We ran all day. We weren't sitting at home said the generational stuff. It's different between sitting at home playing video games. Rec center. See what happened to the recreation centers is these city officials are defunding recreation centers. Oh man, these guys had to work the rec centers. They were like your they were like your big brothers or even your dads in some cases. They watch over you, they knew everybody came in there. Some of them were coaches, you know. You play for them on the basketball team or the football team. Man, it was right. They don't do that today. Recreation centers, it's a generation. Playing that, being outdoors. Being outdoors on a day like today. Oh my God. Can't wait. School. We were in school then a lot of years now. It is what so, but think about it. Those of you who may be, think about it. If we had a pandemic back in the day where we stay home, we couldn't have school. For months, even I think it's going on a year now, right? How long? It's been chopped. I don't know, but it seems like now my neighbor's kid in school and oh wow, right? Think about that back in the day with us, man. Apple tree. We did. Did it all. You go shake the tree for the plum tree. Yeah. And then come out. Yeah. Come right there. Why? We done about ready to begin, you know. We had a couple of more. We probably had a couple of more shit on it before it was ready, but. Man, we used to go hit it hard. Two or three of us go up there and shake on it. Yeah. Then, you know, all them plums fall. You pick them up, you gone. Right? Roll them up in your shirt. You take our running because he's coming out the door. Cause so, you know, that's the kind of stuff we did. She come out the door shooting at us and that. You know what I'm saying? Now you come out getting back. Black, you might get that generational stuff. You know, and women. Just back when we were, a lot of women make trash stuff. Sloth of a man. And then you didn't take any stuff off your kids. Your kids got whooped. Call them whooping or something. Some of them might even been beaten. You know? But you learn from that. It's just like dogs. You know, I'm not comparing to a dog, but I'm analogy, you know, if he, you know, you turn and he in the old days, you know, you go and you put it, then he know, man, I can't do that again. I can't pee in the house. Let me out. And he does. He runs to the door, starts scratching at the door. He's like, Lassie need to open the door and let Lassie out. And I got to do it and be like, okay, good for a few. Then you start thinking, oh my God, stay in the house all the time. If I just pee out, no, I do when I go on out, just go to the door. Get me out. So, women just didn't take that back then. Okay. Oh, man. One of my favorite video games. I told y'all about, I don't know if I told y'all the story, but about this couple. And the husband, of course, he was a young guy. Had a kid. She had a divorce guy because he played the video game alone. He was all the time playing video games. All the time. We went over there dinner one night. And when I got there, I didn't know it was my friend. Like, nah, not really, man. I used to play back in the day, but that was back in the day. You had boop, boop, boop. You sit there all day, boop, boop. Speed it up a little bit. Hey, that's it. That's what it was. So, for me, hey, it is what it is. Right? Video game. And he didn't stop playing the video games. So, he didn't pay as much attention to her as he was. Your game. What about playing with your girl? What about doing that? What am I doing? Man. Why do you think they don't have a job? They don't have to get a job. They don't have to work every day. Why do they? Somebody that'll take care of them. Well, I guess so. If you have someone that's willing to take care of you, okay, willing to take care of you, your stinky butt, your stinky ass, that's bad. So, anyway, I'm going to turn it on down, guys, and close it out. I got somebody coming to the house to do a quick inspection on the house so we can make sure everything is ready to go for when we turn on for the summer. So I got to let them in, let them do their thing. And hear yourselves, guys. We'll see you soon. Hopefully. In about 23 half hours. See ya.